As we hear the beginning of this gospel, we can't help but notice that John's appearance must have been jarring. You can't look at a man who's dressed in animal skins and eats bugs and honey and feel comfortable. There's nothing cozy about him. You can't go give him a hug and make it all better. And also, I think John is someone you wouldn't want at your holiday party, because it would not only make you uncomfortable, but your guests would probably just stare. But there's also no getting comfortable with the message that John preaches either. The first words out of his mouth as he preaches and appears before Jerusalem is, "Repent! For the kingdom of heaven is at hand." His message cannot be sugar-coated. A spoonful of sugar might make the medicine go down, but you can't sugarcoat the message that calls for all people to repent. And that's what John's message does. It's jarring, it's offensive, it's in your face, but it's also necessary. It's absolutely necessary, and the way for the Christ can't be prepared any other way. It's a preaching of God's law. God's law comes to us, and it does make us uncomfortable, because it exposes any idea that we might have that we're good enough for God. It exposes the intents of our hearts and shows every single place where we haven't been devoted to Him, where we might call ourselves Christians but lead unchristian lives, where we come to church every Sunday but it still didn't hit home until God's law laid it open for us. It makes us uncomfortable and stops our mouths when we make excuses or try to brush under the rug why we've continued to return to our old ways. But this is the way that God prepares the way for His Christ, because Christ is a Savior. In the world, we see preparations for Christmas. We see the world hanging holiday balls and droning on about the spirit of the season. But the world doesn't get what Christmas is really about. Even as Christians, we can sometimes miss what Christmas is all about, with the decorations and the lights and the beautiful adornments. It would be easy enough for us to look past the preaching of John the Baptist and just see the Christmas trees and the lights and the joy and the angels. But we also need to hear the preaching of John the Baptist. There's a push right now to put Christ back in Christmas, and for us to hear the phrase "Merry Christmas" instead of just "Happy Holidays." And that really is admirable, but I think we can do even better than that. Well, I don't want to say that we can do better, because it's not about us. Christmas is a holiday of salvation for sinners, not for those who are riding high and religious in their life and their outward appearance, but people who have been broken by the hearing of God's law. The Holy Spirit awakens us to see how we have offended God in thought, word, and deed. Christmas is about Christ coming and saving his people from their sins. And because that's the case, anyone who's not a sinner doesn't have any reason to be excited about Christmas. There were many who came out to hear John the Baptist preach. The gospel tells us that Jerusalem and all Judea came out, and they were being baptized by John in the Jordan and confessing their sins. And in a similar way, many will come to celebrate Christmas, and Christian churches will be packed on Christmas Eve, and maybe even on Christmas Day. But the Word of God also comes to everyone who comes to hear that. Just like John had to preach to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, "Who told you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance." That message comes out to all of us, that it's not about our outward actions or the front that we can put up to other people. But the true way for the way of the Lord to be prepared is for our hearts to receive that message of the law and repent and receive the Savior who was born and crucified for our offenses, who was delivered up so that we might not die eternally. So this Christmas isn't about putting on a good show or putting on the best decorations outwardly, but being a real sinner before God. Not pretending, not lying to God, because obviously He knows our hearts. He knows the intents of our hearts and everything that's in them. And even still, He sent His Son to die for you. Take all of your sins into His body so that His blood could wash you and cover you and make you righteous before God. And Christ comes to preach to you that message that He is the one who is worthy before God. He is your righteousness. And because of Him, you have joy before God, because God is your Savior. So this Advent is about preparing our hearts. Not necessarily about filling the tree with presents underneath or decorating the church, but making our hearts ready. Just like we sang in the hymn, "Then cleansed be every life from sin, make straight the way for God within. And let us all with our hearts prepare for Christ to come and enter there." So rejoice in Jesus, God's Savior from your sins, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, and who truly does make this a merry Christmas season. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.